What's going on, man? It's been a long time, man. Hope y'all recognize the raspy voice, man. It's your boy Big Junior back with it, man. Yeah, I had to get back to the audio. I've been on YouTube. You can check that platform. I also dropped Like Father, Like Son, Part 1, The Fielders, Cecil and Prince. You can check that out. About to drop Part 2 to that, as far as that series goes, which is the McCaffreys, Christian and his father, Ed. So be on the lookout for that. But again, I want to apologize for the long overdue, the inconvenience, but I'm back. Hopefully, y'all recognize the raspy voice, and it is what it is. And hopefully, 2024, we make it a powerful one. So let me start this episode off by saying Happy New Year to all my family and friends in the pen, in the street, in New York. It is what it is. But let's get to it, man. Let's get to it. This sports show is all orientated on sports, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Everything, anything in the sports world I touch on this platform, man. It's been a while since I hit y'all with the audio, man. Trying to stay more consistent as far as this year goes, and let's get the season off and this year off with a bang, right? Right before the 2023 concluded, the New York Knicks and the Toronto Raptors pulled off a blockbuster trade, right? I know you all know by now, OG Anunoby, Precious Azua, excuse me if I pronounce his name wrong, and Malachi Flynn headed to New York for RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly, and a second-round pick from the Detroit Pistons. So now, I gave you all the players involved in that trade. Let's go from the Knicks aspect, right? My team. As far as RJ Barrett, third pick overall, right behind Zion, Ja Morant. So expectations were high from the jump. That's what it was. Seeing him develop, or the lack of development as far as him being a third solid option behind Jalen Brunson, behind Julius Randle. Seeing him falter for stretches of his consistency play throughout the seasons, right? Waiting for him to take that next step in his development, in his maturation as a man, as a basketball player, right? Yet, we were all waiting. We all saw glimpses through playoffs, the basketball classics, representing Canada, right? Emmanuel Quickly, understanding his role as a sixth man, a spark plug, someone who could go 0 to 100 real quick, right? But if the rumors were true as far as negotiations and his asking price and what was actually the value as far as Emmanuel Quickly, they were saying that he wanted Jalen Brunson numbers. And a lot of people will say that Jalen Brunson signed with the New York Knicks on a discount. So there was no hometown discount as far as Emmanuel Quickly going, right? Yes, he was drafted first round. Some people say he could have been drafted in the second round. But now, him, along with RJ Barrett, are the newest members of the Toronto Raptors. So now let's get to OG Anunoby. Rumors been swirling for over a season and a half that he's been a rumored targeted of the New York Knicks, right? Switching from Rich Paul agency to CAA, which is heavily orientated and associated with Leon Rose, Worldwide West and them. So once he switched agencies, it was a foregone conclusion that he was going to find his way to Madison Square Garden, right? The world's most famous arena. Then with the injuries to Mitchell Robinson and Jericho Sims, we needed a big man who could consume minutes. Yeah, we re-signed Taj Gibson, and shout out to the veteran, but as far as needing a big man who could actually endure some crucial minutes behind Harstein, right? So, Malachi Flynn, a lot of people were saying he was a throw-in as far as allowing Toronto to escape under the luxury tax, which is true or not, but he could be a solid point guard, a third option behind Miles McBride, who signed an extension. So you expect Miles McBride to get an opportunity as far as playing time, right? You see it from the defensive side, but what he could do offensively, right? Can he distribute the ball, get his teammates involved, right? Now, as far as Anunoby, right? The wing, the 3D, the defensive specialist, what he brings to the court, right? This added spacing. We had three lefties in the starting rotation, all at the same time, cluttered. None of them with a consistent jump shot that could add spacing to that floor within Jalen Brunson, RJ Barrett, and Julius Randle. Right, so the upper management, Leon Rose, all together, and decided what was the best course moving forward. And that was trading RJ Barrett. So they receive OG Anunoby. Yes, you've been hearing the rumors from Donovan Mitchell to now Deontay Murray, you know, Karl Anthony Towns, Devin Booker, anyone who's available. Any rumor, any star who's rumbling, who's grunted right now from Joel Embiid, or want to find their way to Madison Square Garden, right? Allegedly. Now, a lot of fans, you know, criticize the trade, or this is all we could get as far as for RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickly with OG Anunoby and a couple of role players. Two on expiring rookie contracts, by the way, right? You also still have Evan Fournier's expiring contract. And the whole best part where, you know, when you look at it, as far as the draft capital, it still remains intact. Every first round pick from the protected ones, from Detroit to the Mavericks to the Wizards to their own picks. So the Knicks didn't really give up much. And when you look at as what was given, they had to make the trade value evenly as far as financially, right, for salary cap reasons. Cool. Understanding that Anunoby isn't a superstar, but a quality role player who could blossom into a star, who knows his role. Yes, he was looking for more offensive freedom as far as Toronto in the offense, and they decided to go in a different direction. But knowing his role and what he brings to the table, he's clearly going to be a Tom Thibodeau favorite, right? Plays defense, plays hard, could shoot the three. Had an impressive debut against the Minnesota Timberwolves today. And, you know, shout out to the New York Knicks for getting that W. Starting the new year, right? So, you know, your boy Big June trying to start off the new year right as well. Back on the audio, still going to do YouTube, still trying to go, still trying to write these books, still trying to progress, still trying to evolve, elevate to the next level, right? As you should too, as that the New York Knicks are trying to do, right? So, like I just mentioned, we still have all surplus of first-round picks. We have Evan Fournier's expiring contract. We have a couple of attractive young pieces in Quentin Grimes, McBride. So, the Knicks are in position to make a blockbuster trade, another significant trade, right? I know we all clamor for the superstar, the Paul George during the offseason, or maybe the Karl Anthony Towns, they revisit that, or could it possibly be Rudy Gobert, anyone anchoring the big man, bro, now that Mitchell Robinson's out for the year. Or, you know, you still have Josh Hart, DiVincenzo. It just looks like, you know, is there a missing piece as far as what could elevate the New York Knicks as far as being a serious contender in the Eastern Conference, right? Because you look what the Milwaukee Bucks did, excuse me, I was about to say the Brewers. Shout out to the Milwaukee Brewers as well, right? And you see Dame, Lillard, Giannis, Chris Middleton, Brook Lopez. You see the noise they could make, that potential. You're seeing it right now, developing and leading into the halfway of the season, right? The halfway mark of the season. You see the Boston Celtics still with Jaden Tom, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. They added Jrue Holiday, Porzingis. Now, you see how dangerous that rotation could be. How they're getting it together. So you could see both teams making a deep run in the Eastern Conference, possibly clashing at the end for the right to represent the Eastern Conference in the finals, right? That's what everyone says, right? But then you have a couple of teams right under. You have Philadelphia, Joel Embiid, the reigning MVP. So when you look at that, could the Knicks be that fourth team in the mix? And also you can't forget the reigning Eastern Conference champions, Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, right? Got a couple of rookies making some noise right now as we speak. So shout out to Miami. So when you look at those four teams right there, could the Knicks possibly be the fifth team? That cement, they wouldn't have to play in the play-in and solidify the fifth seed or possibly the fourth and a first-round home court advantage in a 4-5 matchup possibly, right? I mean, anything's possible. You hear the rumblings, there was a love affair for Donovan Mitchell. He wants to find his way home, which is New York. Could the New York Knicks get it done? You know, it was aggravating doing a negotiation between Utah and New York, respectively, right? He ends up in Cleveland. Now there's rumblings that he won't resign an extension out there in Cleveland. Do the Knicks revisit those talks as far as can they acquire Donovan Mitchell this time for the Cleveland Cavaliers? Also, now you're also hearing that, you know, Leon Rose and Rich Paul schedule a meeting to set up, hopefully to, you know, bury the hatchet and continue to do business and let certain players head New York way or head LA's way and have a business relationship in general, right? So is that good moving forward for players looking to come to New York? Because it's like right now, the main attraction or the apple of New York's eye, no pun intended, is Dejounte Murray, right? They want to see the backcourt of Murray and Brunson and where it could go. And with the newly acquired OG Anunoby as far, along with Julius Randle. Would that make the Knicks a solid, a heavy contender for the Eastern Conference? A serious contender moving forward if they do acquire Dejounte Murray? I mean, hey, we all could, you know, we all could think and make plans and pretend to be the general manager and how we would acquire this. But the facts remain is this. We have a surplus of first round picks. We have an expiring contract, Evan Fournier. We have a couple of young pieces, like I just mentioned, Miles McBride, Quentin Grimes. So, you know, the Knicks are definitely in play to make a trade. Is it for Donovan Mitchell? Is it for Devin Booker if the Phoenix Suns look to implode and explode on the whole experiment as far as KD out there in the desert? You never know who's available coming to trade deadline. But what we do know is the New York Knicks are ready, willing and able to make that move. And if you think that they sacrificed too much as far as giving up on IQ and giving up on R.J. Barrett, a third overall pick, in the draft, the development of R.J. Barrett was crucial if the Knicks were going to take that next step to be serious contenders, right? Yet, we were all frustrated as Knicks fans seeing that development, the quicksand development, understanding his role, understanding that he couldn't develop going to the right, taking the ball to the right, developing that shot, that consistent jump shot, that pull-up shot. There was no spacing on the court between Brunson, Randle, and R.J. Barrett, respectively. Now with OG Anunoby, there is, and it's added defense. Yes, we lost some offense, a scoring punch between Barrett and Quickly, no doubt about it. Heavy when you look at what IQ Quickly brought to the table. Sixth man, should have been sixth man of the year last year, right? But they gave it to Malcolm Brogdon. It is what it is. But heavy spark plug, 0-100 real quick. That's who Emmanuel Quickly is, right? But, you know, down the business side, could you see New York paying him as well as extending Jalen Brunson? Or if they happen to pull off a trade for Donovan Mitchell or for Dejounte Murray, where does Emmanuel Quickly fit in to the whole equation? And now I just mentioned, with the trade of Quickly, they move Quickly, no pun intended, and extended Miles McBride. Defensive scrapper has potential on the offensive side, right? You still have Quentin Grimes. We're waiting for him to develop and reach his potential as that real 3D threat that we all see him coming out of college, right? Through the summer league. I mean, listen. It is what it is. Things are going to get real crucial and get real serious. Hopefully the Knicks go on a run to start this year off and head leading into the trade deadline with players and we can make a move. And maybe a lot of players might like what they see from afar. Some of the moves that we just made, the Anunoby. And just want to join the board to be with Jalen Brunson, be in the world's most famous arena, right? Hopefully we find out. But either way, the Knicks are ready. Leon Rose just pulled off the first trade. There's enough ammunition in the basket, so we ready. And as us as fans, we can only hope and pray and wish that Leon Rose and get it together and hopefully a star does come and joins Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, joins OG Anunoby, and the Knicks do become serious contenders in the Eastern Conference. But what I'm going to tell you right now, which is serious, which is, I won't say a fact, it might be a fact, is your boy Big June is back. Keep dropping these episodes. We're going to keep dropping it on YouTube too, so you get to see the ugly face and you're going to hear the raspy voice. It is what it is. Once again, Happy New Year to all my family and friends in New York. Stay safe, stay sharp, stay blessed, stay alert, stay on point. Stay safe out there, no drinking and driving. You know what it is, man. And as far as the New York Knicks and Leon Rose, man, us fans are eagerly waiting for your next move, man. Hopefully it's that one to bring that superstar to the Mecca, the world's most famous arena, right? Madison Square Garden, man. I'm out of here. One.